Here's an interesting fact for your Monday. 90% of the music we listen to is music we have heard before. We return again and again to our favorite songs, listening over and over to the same musical riffs, which themselves repeat again and again inside the songs. What is all this repetition about? NPR's Elise Spiegel spoke with a music psychologist who's been trying to figure that out.
A couple of years ago, music psychologist Elizabeth Margulis decided to make some alterations to the music of Luciano Berio. Berio was one of the most famous classical composers of the 20th century, a man internationally recognized for the dramatic power of his compositions. But Margulis didn't worry that much about disrupting Berio's finely crafted music. After loading his most famous piece into a computer editing program, she just randomly started cutting.
Truly without regard to aesthetic intent. I just went in, and whenever there was a little pause on either side of something, I went in and grabbed that out because that was an easy thing to do, and then stick it back in. I was just trying to find convenient spots. I wasn't trying to craft anything compelling.
Now, the idea behind this vandalism was simple. Margulis wanted to see if she could make people like Berio's music more by making it more repetitive. Because though Berio is considered brilliant, as you can hear from the music under my voice, his music isn't at all repetitive. In fact, he's part of a musical school that actively wanted to move music away from too much repetition. So, as an experiment, Margulis just took his music and, like she said, randomly looped it. And then she had all kinds of people evaluate these two excerpts, compare the work of one of the most famous composers of the 20th century to the work of a music psychologist from the University of Arkansas with access to digital editing equipment. It wasn't even close.
They reported enjoying the excerpts that had repetition more. They reported finding them more interesting. And most surprising to me, they reported them as more likely to have been crafted by a human artist rather than randomly generated by a computer.
See, we do like repetition. And Margulis isn't just talking about the repetitive pop music that we all listen to in America.
Musical repetitiveness isn't really an idiosyncratic feature of music that's arisen over the past few hundred years in the West. It seems to be a cultural universal. So not only does every known human culture make music, but also every known human culture makes music where repetition is a defining element.
A need for repetition is, for some reason, written into us. But why? One part of the answer, Margulis says, is what's known as the mere exposure effect. What psychologists have found is that people tend to start off wary of, or even hostile to, new things, which makes sense from an evolutionary perspective. But the act of mere exposure, nothing else but exposure, changes our feelings. We typically feel more warmly towards things we encounter again and again.
Let's say you've heard a little tune before, and you don't even remember that you've heard it, and then you hear it again. Well, this second time you hear it, you know what to expect to a certain extent, even if you don't know you know. You are just better able to handle that sequence of sounds because you've heard it before and you kind of know what to do with that.
That's the mere exposure effect, which most of the time you aren't aware of. You don't know that you are liking the thing more because you've already encountered it. People don't track things that way.
What it seems like to you is just that, oh, I like this. This is a good tune. You know, they don't, it's a misattribution.
And you know, the power of repeated exposure isn't just limited to music. The mere exposure effect makes stockbrokers feel more warmly towards stocks they've seen before. It works in art and in fashion and in random geometric shapes. And as the psychologist Robert Bornstein pointed out to me, the mere exposure effect is part of the reason we see so many political ads before elections.
And in some sense, it doesn't matter what's in the ads. It's the repetition. You know, you keep seeing the face and you keep hearing the name, and that causes some degree of attraction, you know, liking. And the fact that they know that you're making dinner and not really attending closely, in fact, that's all to their advantage because they like that you're being repeatedly exposed without thinking too hard about the fact that you're being repeatedly exposed.
So the mirror exposure effect is one reason we respond so well to repetition, both of music and in music. But Margulis clearly doesn't think that's the whole story. She says repetition also allows us to shift our attention around from the surface aspects of the music to other aspects in a way that allows us really to shift our experience of the reality around us.
You can experience this yourself by just having someone repeat a word to you a number of times over the course of a minute. So if you just have somebody, for example, say water bottle to you repeatedly for about a minute.
Water bottle.
Water bottle.
Water bottle, water bottle, water bottle, water bottle, water bottle, water bottle. Water
After
bottle,
a, water about a minute or so, bottle, you bottle, lose the semantic bottle, association bottle, that those sounds bottle, normally bottle, have. Bottle, that doesn't bottle, seem to be accessible bottle, to you. Bottle, rather, what's bottle, really salient bottle, are strange bottle, things bottle, about bottle, the syllables bottle, and the sounds bottle, themselves. Bottle, so you'll think about how odd it is for the L to come after the T, or how weird the wah sound is. It's really kind of a trippy experience.
So basically, all the repetition in music, part of what it allows us to do is leave ourselves in some small way to adjust our reality, which, let's be honest, often can use some adjusting. So in the spirit of offering you news you can use to make your life at least temporarily better, I leave you with this. Adjust away. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.